From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin today's program with music of the band Bargu 08. Bargu referring to the Bargu Valley, which is situated between the mountains of northwest Tunisia and the Tunisia-Algeria border. The valley is relatively isolated from the rest of the world, and as such, its culture and its music still remain fairly obscure. However, Nidal Yayoui set out to change that some years back by documenting the traditional music of his homeland. Today, by way of his band Bargu 08, he fuses the ancient musical traditions of the valley with contemporary instruments. This is a track from their 2017 release. The album is called Targ, and from that we'll listen to the track Targeshi Layem.
dices adiós, piénsalo bien. Conoces la salida y si no hay nada que decir, que te vaya bien, amor, y que no quede huella de esta relación. No me pidas que suplique lástima, no quiero ni compasión. Si ya está decidido, dices adiós, piénsalo bien. Conoces la salida y si no hay nada que decir, que te vaya bien, amor, y que no quede huella de esta relación. No me pidas que suplique lástima, no quiero ni compasión. Si ya está decidido,
thank you. dajana kana ta dusukulu fere digena chognete wala dusukulu be ko jangono dusukulu te foye dusukulu be bolila ton kumblede awula jana nemu ya dusukulu be bolila yegi puro jana de awula jana yelo digena chognete wala dusukulu be ko jangono nemu au ma wasono ga uda ma kumblede ko me wasono
anya ma mruble ko me ka mo wasono
ja okele ye sama pa dusu de wasono mo pa nemu au ma bela du ka uka marcel ko me wa
anya marcel ko me ka bo bela du
ja okele ye sigi pa dusu de bela du ko nemu au ma se uka uka ja gele blede ko me se
anya ja gele blede ko me ka wo se
ja okele ye wa ga pa dusu de se nemu au ma ku ko ga uka ta ba ja ga de ko me wa
anya da ba jira ko me ka bo ku
ya ta ba gele ye ba ma pa dusu de ku ko ko nemu je ba ko ma na do ula pa ta ni ula pa ta ko no
i te ga se gere gere
ye ka ba ko ki kuna fula ka du ko ki se na sa ma ga ka bi na do so ki je ma se je la ila
akbar
ya je ba ko ma ku ya ku ya ye ke do ke le wa ran ja ni nya ai ta ma se ne ke la u ko ye je ke ra
ba li se ne ke la u ko ye ba ra
ba ma se ne ke la u ko ye je ke ra
ba li se ne ke la u ko ye ba ra
ai ma la ke yo ba se ne la ye je ke ra
ba li se ne ke la u ko ye ba ra
ali ma la ke ma ro ba se ne la ye je ke ra
ali se ne ke la u ko ye ba ra
aha so te mo ju
Mali
sene kelao
boye barara
Mali 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 Mali
Mali Mali
Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali
Mali Mali
Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali
Mali Mali Mali
Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali
Mali Mali
Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali Mali.
Classic sounds from Mali, recorded at a time when Mali was still a fairly young nation. From a compilation from the Stearns label, which came out in 1988, the album Mali Music, Legendary Bands of Mali. Vintage recordings from the 60s and 70s, made at a time when the Malian government was strongly encouraging dissemination of the arts, especially music, and they partnered with the German Bernreiter Musikfon label to make authentic recordings of various regional orchestras from throughout the country, including the track we heard from Orchestre Régional de Sikasso, Sikasso being a region and city in the south of Mali. We heard Mali Senekelau. One can definitely hear the influence of American rock, rhythm and blues, and even Latin music in the then contemporary sounds coming out of West Africa. Speaking of Latin music, we heard some before that from Chile, a country that we don't hear too much from musically here in the U.S., the cumbia band La Noche with lead vocalist Leo Rey, and a track from their 2010 release Sígueme. It was the opening track, in fact, Si Me Dices Adios, If You Tell Me Goodbye. And we began the set with music from Bargu 08 and some authentic music from the Bargu Valley of Tunisia. From the album Targ, we heard Targeshi Layem. We'll begin this set of sounds from the Global Village with music of Iraqi-American composer Rahim Alhaj. He records for the Smithsonian Folkways label. We'll listen to a track from his beautifully crafted 2017 release for the label, the album Letters from Iraq, Oud and String Quintet. Rahim is a master of the oud, and he is accompanied by two violins, viola, cello, and contrabass with occasional percussion. As a result, this album is an amazing fusion of Eastern tradition with Western classical music. The album depicts the love and pain that many people in Iraq feel as a result of living in a war-torn nation. And each composition is based on an actual letter that was written by a real person, and the title of the piece is inspired by the contents of each letter and also the location from where the letter originated. We'll listen to Letter 4, The Last Time We Will Fly Birds, Riyadh. Thank you.
Thank you. silver, with ropes all light of French silk woven, a bonny end, or fixed golden pulleys, to bring my king's son ashore and land.
Oh.
That's a track from a compilation which came out in the early 90s, the album India, North Indian Folk Music. It's a compilation which is part of a series, Music and Musicians of the World, a project undertaken by UNESCO to document the various traditional musics of peoples from across the globe. This particular CD was put together by Indian musicologist Manfred Junius. He made all of the field recordings from various locations across northern India, and he also wrote the liner notes for this release. We heard the opening track of the CD, an example of Kajri, K-A-J-R-I. A Kajri is a form of song which is typically performed during the rainy season in North India. According to the liner notes, the rainy season often awakens certain emotions in villagers as they watch nature come alive again. As a result, many choose to express these emotions in the form of song. This particular Kajri was performed by Hiralal Yadav and his companions. It's a song about a young girl who is lamenting her absent lover. As she watches other couples strolling through the village, she wonders if her lover is heartless. Before that, music from a duo well known to fans of British folk music, Matty Pryor, best known as the longtime lead singer in Steel Eye Span, along with June Tabor, who's had a fine solo career for many decades. In 1976, they teamed up for the album Silly Sisters, which has been reissued on CD on the BGO label. It's a collection of various traditional folk songs from across the British Isles. We listened to Silver Whistle, a piece which I believe has its origins in Scotland. At least, I have a version of that piece in Scots Gaelic from the harp and vocal duo Shilas. One of these days I'll play that version on a future edition of the program. And we began the set with some hauntingly beautiful music from Iraq, from oud player and composer Rahim Alhaj, Letter 4, The Last Time We Will Fly Birds, Riyadh, from the album Letters from Iraq, Oud and String Quintet, a 2017 release. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village, musical trip around the world. And if you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about the Global Village, including detailed playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then the best way for you to do all of that is to head to our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1707. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin the set with the late percussionist and singer Efat Majuru, a native of Zimbabwe. Efat was a master of many percussion instruments throughout his lifetime, but he was best known as an mbira master. The mbira, also known as the thumb piano, is a small wooden instrument with metal tines attached. The tines are plucked with the thumbs, thus why it is sometimes referred to as a thumb piano. In traditional Zimbabwean folklore, it is believed by some that the mbira has healing properties when it is played. We'll listen to another late 80s recording, this time from the Lyricord label, Lyricord, a pioneering world music label, the album Rhythms of Life. And from that release, we'll listen to Vamanai.
Oh, I hear Erende, awo Erende, Baba na Saranduga, my way na Saranduga, Dwete na Saranduga, my way na Saranduga, Doche mana Saranduga, Dwete na Saranduga, my way na Saranduga, you way na Saranduga, you way na Saranduga, you way na Saranduga, my way na Saranduga, you way na Saranduga, you way Erende, wo Erende. Oh, Ayerende, oh, Ayerende, oh, Ayerende, my way na Saranduga, Dwete 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 na Saranduga,
Dwete na Saranduga,
thank you. ああ。 我が命ここに咲く。あの海の果て、の果て、果て、
that's music from a 2015 release called Songs from Okinawa, the brainchild of German composer Sven Karasek, who traveled to Okinawa and made authentic recordings of various musicians and singers performing traditional pieces. He then went into the studio and combined those recordings with various other instruments, including vibes, marimba, assorted percussion, and even piano, creating a very innovative soundscape. We listened to the track Nagareru Mamani, a rare chance to hear some of the traditional music of the Pacific Archipelago just south of Japan. Again, Songs from Okinawa from Sven Karasek. Before that, some pop rock from Brazil, from Gal Costa and her piece Arara. That's from a 1991 RCA compilation, the album Ritmo Brasil, an album which does a decent job, in my opinion, representing various aspects of traditional and contemporary Brazilian music. Plenty of samba, bossa nova, and jazz, but some more contemporary tunes as well, like the piece from Gal Costa. And we began the set with Zimbabwean percussionist and singer Efat Majuru and the track Vamanai from his album Rhythms of Life. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Please tune in again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.